540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers is expected to call a special session today of the state legislature to debate child care funding. Terry Bell reports.
Evers and Democratic lawmakers tried to expand state help for the child care industry during the budget process. In the end, they only got a fraction of what they wanted. Industry leaders say the Child Care Counts program is keeping their vital service in business, but federal pandemic support is scheduled to run out at the end of the year. Evers has called a dozen special sessions since taking office, but Republican lawmakers often gavel in and gavel out those sessions without any debate. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call wants a Madison judge to rule in his lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's abortion ban. Call filed a motion yesterday asking the judge to formalize her ruling without any more oral argument. That would allow the case to move forward. It's widely expected to go all the way to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Judge Diane Schlipper wrote last month that the law bans feticide, not abortion. The new Wisconsin Supreme Court could be the most liberal ever. Alan Ball teaches history at Marquette University. He's studied the state Supreme Court extensively. He says he expects this court's four liberal justices to vote together more often than any other liberal majority before.
That's what prompts me to think that this coming court is going to be not only more liberal than the 2007-08 court, but the most liberal court we've seen in recent memory.
Ball spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network this week. Less than 1 week since the shift of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, a second lawsuit has been filed challenging the state's legislative maps. The suit is being brought by mathematicians, statisticians, and computer scientists who believe their insight could assist the drawing of fair maps. Incarcerated Wisconsinites are once again eligible for federal financial aid. Stuart J. Waddles with more.
A recent change made by Congress will allow inmates in Wisconsin to receive federal aid to pay for higher education. This is the first time in nearly 30 years that incarcerated Wisconsinites will be eligible for such aid. The most common aid for people involved in correctional education programs are Pell Grants. That aid is available to people with exceptional financial need. Advocates say education is helpful in reducing the likelihood of people reoffending and returning to prison after they are released. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Old Style Beer is returning to its home in western Wisconsin. After more than two decades being brewed in Milwaukee, Old Style will return to La Crosse. City Brewing Company announced this week they have struck a deal with Pabst Brewing over the rights to Old Style. The company is planning several events surrounding the homecoming of the beer. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Families with children in Waukesha schools must finalize their choice by tomorrow's deadline about potential transfers to alternative schools. The school district is extending the option due to some classes at some schools nearing a capacity of 30 students each. There's overcrowding in third grade classes at one school, fifth grade classes at another, and third, fourth, and fifth grade classes at yet another. A lack of dual language teachers is contributing to the problem. The Good Land will have a full stage in a couple of weeks. Milwaukee's Republican presidential debate is becoming increasingly populated, with Mike Pence's campaign confirming that he's met the donor requirement to participate later this month. To be eligible for the debate on August 23rd, each candidate must secure 200 individual donors in 20 states or more. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers rock Colorado. Good morning. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Rockies 12-1 last night at AmFam Field. Milwaukee already had a 9-1 lead in the eighth when rookie Sal Frelick came to the plate. Jeff Levering on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Frelick, right center, Tolia back. Frelick have a night. Another three-run homer for Sal.
Sal Frelick has 15 runs batted in just his first 16 Major League games, breaking the franchise record set by Paul Molitor. Frelick after the game.
Yeah, I mean, I feel good. I think Bryce's homer there definitely kind of got everything going, though. And, I mean, it's contagious when everybody at the bat rack is fighting. So it was a good day offensively behind a great start from Freddie.
The Brewers pitcher Freddie Peralta striking out 13 batters, tying his career best. How can you explain 12 runs in one night after struggling to get runners across most games? Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how to explain it. I mean, we've had a couple of really good nights. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, how are we going to explain that? Wish I could.
Game two of the series, 7-10 tonight. Milwaukee holding on to a 1.5 game lead in the NL Central. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers wrapping up their first week of fall camp at UW-Platteville with a practice under the lights at Pioneer Stadium. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
If you've been here, you haven't seen us lose our emotions. That's what one of my challenges is. Can we push ourselves, compete like we do, but not lose our emotions and allow us to play with emotion, but not lose the emotions? We do a lot of football and mind things, and I think we got to use that really, really well because we don't get this opportunity when we go back to campus.
NFL, the Packers getting back linebacker Rashawn Gary. Gary knows he still has a lot of work to do before he can return to playing.
My circle, my family, everybody know what I've been putting into this, so I also told him that means a lot, you feel me? I'm just happy and excited to be back out here with them.
That's Packers outside linebacker Rashawn Gary. With sports, I'm Mike Clement.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Cruz. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man. Yeah,
brother,
like,
stop. Right on.
What's up?
Hey,
what's your name?
Good morning. Welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. How are you?
Listen, man, I just heard the commercial. I mean, the news before we came on. And the reporter asked, how can I forget the coach's name for the group?
Craig Counsell.
Craig Counsell. This question. How do you explain scoring 12 runs after not scoring, you know, much the other day?
Yeah, I agree. That was kind of a silly question.
It's easy to answer that question, man. They're playing the Colorado Rockies, the team with the worst, the worst team in baseball, man. Hey, man. what is that, man?
Yeah, I don't know what answer he was expecting.
I mean, listen, man. If you're playing the worst team in baseball, it stands to reason, Calvin, that they're probably not good pitchers, right?
Probably not. That's a big aspect of the game.
Hey, they scored 12 runs. The Brewers scored one run the other day. Okay, so now you play the worst team in baseball, and so you should be. You should be doing what the Brewers did, scoring 12 runs. And maybe. And I saw the game last night, as long as I could watch it, actually. I watched the first, the first four innings, the Brewers didn't have a hit. The first four innings, they didn't have a hit. And the first hit they got was a two-run home run. From this guy, and then it just went on and on and on and on. But, man, those people who, get a chance at, they're journalists, right? I mean.
Yeah, I would guess so. Yeah, either with a TV station or a newspaper.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're not going to hire those people without credentials. What are they teaching them? Hey, man, come on, man. Hey, man, hey, maybe that's what I should be doing.
Maybe.
Come on, man. Hey, what do you think? What happened? What changed? You guys scored 12 runs and Craig Counsell was like, hey, man, come on. You put me on a spot like that, but what do you think? But anyway, got a lot to talk about today, as always, man. You know, Calvin, school's getting ready to start soon for some, right?
Yeah, it's definitely coming up.
Let me say this to people. Pl- leave the people in the schools alone, right? I mean, don't start what you've been doing over the last couple of years, harassing the schools, harassing the teachers. And we got to have this kind of education. We got to have that. Hey, let them educate, please. And you stay in. Calvin, you follow me?
Yeah, I'm following.
I mean, man, stay in your place, right? I would be foolish to go into the schools and to tell educators, people have been trained to educate, how to educate, right? I mean, look, you got letters behind your name, man. You know, PhD yet?
No, I just have a bachelor's degree. Right.
But my point is, when you don't have this education degree, it means you don't understand how to educate. People who are trained to educate. Calvin, stop me if I'm saying something wrong.
No, I completely agree with you. My younger brother is starting his student teaching this semester, so he's going to be an elementary school teacher, and I can't imagine going through 4 or 5 years of school and then having parents trying to tell you how to do your job.
Yeah, man. Nobody comes and tells the parents how to do their jobs. Educators aren't telling them whatever it is you're doing, how to do it. And you would be angry and upset. Stop me, Calvin, if I'm saying something wrong. And if somebody came to you and tried to tell you how to do your job, you would be angry and upset. Man, find something to do with your life, parents. I mean, I wasn't going to say I was once a parent. I'm still a parent. But my children, my adult children, were once children in school. It's not like I don't know what I'm talking about and like I haven't experienced it. I wasn't running around in the schools, nor my wife, telling schools, educated people what they should do in a way of educating our children. We did that at home. You have the opportunity at home to educate your child. Do it there. But as far as the education that goes on in the school systems, that's really out of your league. And it doesn't matter because somebody is a Republican or whatever, or Democrat, whoever you are. You know, find something constructive to do. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Look, this is going on too long. And people need to really rise up in protection of educators. I've been around educators because, as I said, I was in the schools for 12 years, and I was around educators. Hey, Calvin, they're kind of smart people, right?
You would hope so.
Well, I mean, your brother's going to be starting. You would say he's a smart guy, right?
Yes, I would say so. And he definitely wants to help kids.
Yes, and I don't think there's anybody who's an educator, Calvin, who didn't choose that line of a career path, who does it because I want to mislead children. Come on, man. That's not what they want to do. And I really do think it's time that we get our nose out of that business. Well, They're trying to teach some kids about rainbows. Hey, shut up. Come on, Calvin. Somebody stuck their nose in that. It went all the way nationally because somebody stuck their nose in something that shouldn't have even been their business, dealing with little bitty kids, and it blew up all the way to a national. And now I'm listening on the news feed this morning that here in Waukesha, they're short, bilingual teachers. Well, you fired one. Calvin, come on, man. That was a good teacher. Well, but she wanted to talk about a rainbow. Oh, come on, man. Come on. Maybe I'm hurting some people's feelings, but what do you think you do to educators? The last time I checked, they have feelings and emotions too. And just find somewhere else to criticize. You know, maybe check out the alder people or the county supervisors, the elected people who do things and say things that we don't agree with, who we have control over. But for God's sake, stay out of the school systems. Find something else to do. Stop being ninnies. Oh, the food that they're serving is not right, and I don't, you know, I think they should have something different. Find something else to do, right? Man, it's tough enough to educate children. But parents, you know, parents sticking their nose. And, you know, I'll say this for fear of being lambasted. Shall I say, I'm going to say it anyway. So women, a little bit different than men, a little more emotional. I can kind of see women having an issue with some of those things, you know. But men, man, what are you doing, man? Why is that your issue? Men at the school board meetings arguing about, you know, what they're saying, what they're teaching. Man, find something to do, guy. You know, join the youth baseball team or football team or something. Do something positive and constructive in education this year. Can we get people to do that? And stick, take your pointed nose out of the education arena. It's not where you're good at. It's not what you're good at. Because, again, you haven't been trained to educate children. I don't care how many letters you have behind your name. You got a PhD in, you know, and the PhD stands for pile high and deep. Because when you start sticking your nose in something and somewhere it shouldn't be, you know, you clearly interfere and mess things up. Hey, Tom, what's going on? Oh, Tom, I'll get you after the break, man, because you mess things up. And you mess things up for children, and you just throw everything else out of kilter. So, again, school is going to start. Can we please, please find something else? Leave the educators alone. Leave the babies alone. The babies are fine. They'll grow up to be fine if we just keep our noses out of that educational business. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered storms today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High of 83, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows around 60 tonight, mainly clear. Slight chance for scattered storms tomorrow, 83. Low 80s Thursday, warmer Friday, with highs in the mid-80s and storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
Send your camel to bed. Shadows painting our faces. Traces of romance in our hands. Heaven's holding a half moon, shining just for us. Let's slip off to a sand dune real soon. Kick up a little
back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. And yes, let the educators teach. Let the children learn. And just leave the educational system alone, can you please? Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, so we must never forget that. Second, these people that come to these school board meetings that you hear about are probably the ones that either flunked out of school or actually were the worst students in school. Because the people that were the best students in school, they're not coming to these school board meetings and all of this kind of stuff and thinking that they can teach better than the professionals that actually went to school and trained specifically for this as a job. People out there, your teacher is not your babysitter. Teachers are there to teach. And I think what's happened is that they think for some reason that teachers are like their babysitters for the day, and they don't understand the concept of actually educating.
They haven't been trained.
Well, exactly. And the thing is, they think they all can do it now. Everyone, for some reason, ever since this privatization thing has really, taken hold in this country, where everyone thinks that they can do a job that, someone, except for maybe your thoracic surgeon or someone like that. everyone thinks they can do it. They think they're like actors in a TV show or something. They can just do it. They can fake it. I mean, Donald Trump faked to being a president. I mean, that's pretty crazy. But yeah, it's something that people, like Earl said, just leave the teachers alone.
I know, man. That's
Let them teach.
Hey, man, how is that so difficult? Tom, why is that so difficult?
You know, it's because they have nothing else in their life. They need to get a hobby.
That's it, man.
They need to, take care of their own, if you want, what should really help the teachers is support your teachers when the kids actually get home from school. Support the teachers. Stop being the people that are against the teachers and looking for something. I mean, it's just
Tom.
Just support the teachers.
My parents did not interfere with the teachers. I did not interfere with the teachers, right? So, this is something new. And so there are people jumping on the bandwagon and, and because as you stated, man, and then to try to argue with somebody who's qualified and trained to educate just shows, just how foolish you really are. Tom, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to CJ. CJ, what's up?
Hero, you are so wrong. Parents, get involved. Go to the meetings, see what the curriculum is and isn't, because it took COVID. That's one blessing from COVID. We found out what the curriculum was in a lot of schools around the country, and it isn't pretty. It's social crap. They aren't teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic anymore. Kids can't read at their own grade level.
Hey, CJ, let me. I'm going to interrupt you, man. I'm going to interrupt you. Turn them down. I told you, I spent 12 years in the public school system every day for the whole day. Teachers weren't teaching the foolishness that you guys are lying and saying that we're teaching. You just fabricated that stuff. You made that up. I told you I was in the schools every day for 12 years. I never saw any teachers teaching that crap that you and others like you are talking about. Not true. Bring them back up.
Well, the results speak for themselves.
No, I told you it's not true. I was there.
They can't read and write and do arithmetic. You can make all the excuses you want. But the proof is in the pudding.
CJ, are you aware that they made a decision to go back to phonics? Phonics was what we were taught. That's how we learned to read. Politrix got involved in it. They took phonics out of the schools and brought in whole language. That's what affected the reading ability of children. But maybe that's above your pay grade, and you don't understand. But that's what happened. And now they're fighting to bring phonics back into the system. Quickly, bring him back up. You say what, CJ?
It's not just the grade school kids. Fun Prairie, they tried to allow girls to shower with a transgender
boy. All right, gotta go. That's the foolishness that I am talking about. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
And traces, a romance in our heads. Oh, come on.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Traffic officers, lifeguards, and gardeners are among thousands of city workers staging a one-day walkout in Los Angeles. Union rep Gilda Valdez.
Our members are really fed up. The city cannot treat our workers this way and think that we're not going to call them out.
Ohioans are voting in a special election to increase the majority needed to change the state constitution. Rachel Bells heads the group Ohio Citizen Action.
It seems as though they know it's about the abortion constitutional amendment for November, that the timing is about that. Basically make it 10% harder to pass that in November.
In Bray, Ireland. Teary hometown fans are paying respect as Sinead O'Connor's casket carried past her family home ahead of a Muslim burial.
After seeing and living her whole journey, she inspired me to be more myself.
Singer was found dead at her London apartment last month. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Parents in Waukesha schools are required to make a decision by the end of tomorrow regarding whether they want to transfer their children to a different school. The district is making the offer due to certain classes at specific schools nearing 30 students each. Overcrowding is evident in third grade classes at Higher, fifth grade classes at Hawthorne, and third, fourth, and fifth grade classes at Bethesda. The question of funding for the Milwaukee Brewers ballpark renovations is causing a debate. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley suggests using county sales tax money, while another county board supervisor advocates for state taxpayer funds. There's also a proposal to reintroduce the five-county sales tax to support the renovations. The Brewers estimate the cost of improvements to be around $400 million. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know? It features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess. Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Calvin, there's a strike in Hollywood. Are you aware of that?
I am aware. Yes.
Well, you know, it's been going on for a while. And do you really care?
Yeah, I mean, I sort of care.
And that's the issue. Man, we care about people and people who struggle and people who don't get a fair shake. But the ones in Hollywood, it's almost like those people are so removed, and we seem to think that everybody in Hollywood is making a lot of money, right? We see all the money floating around and all of that and that lifestyle, and we don't realize that the majority of those people are making peanuts, right? I mean, they really are. They've got titles and all those kinds of things. They're called content people. And man, we just don't seem to care because, after all, Calvin, they're living in Hollywood. I mean, they got to be doing fine. They live in Hollywood. But really, what has been going on there now? That strike has been going on. This argument's been going on for the better part of 3 months. And let's do this. Let's do this. Let's go to Dale from Brown Deer first. Hey, Dale, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
Hey, pretty good. Nice talking to you. Hey, before I get to the subject, on your bumper music, it'd be nice if you could play that song, Patches.
Oh,
I think that'd get us in the mood to work hard and appreciate our ability to conquer the roadblocks in our path instead of needing daddy government to carry us.
Well, I'll tell you this.
I want to talk about.
I'll tell you this. I've played Patches several times, and I will play Patches again. It's one of the best songs ever produced, man.
That is a good song.
Yeah. Thank you for listening.
But anyways, I was going to get on to the subject where you didn't want parents to get involved in what the teachers are teaching. I agree with the other fellow that called that says, you know, we have to be aware of what they're putting forth in our kids' mind, from, you know, sexual subjects to, you know, whites and blacks should be at each other's throats because, you know, whites held them in slavery and did bad things. Which
Dale, that's not
times,
happening.
You know,
Dale, that's fabricated, man. As I told the last guy, I spent 12 years in the school system. None of that was happening.
That was years ago, though.
No, it wasn't years ago. Listen, I just came out of the school system 2 years ago. So it wasn't years ago. I'm more acclimated with what's going on in the school system than the guy that you're talking about, and then most of the people who are causing trouble in the school systems. Just because people say that doesn't mean it's true.
But then what about all the surveys we have of accomplishments where readings are down, arithmetic's down?
So Dale, as I said before we went to break, when you and I, you sound like, you know, a geezer like me, but when you and I went to school, they taught phonics, where kids sounded out words. You remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. Somewhere along the line, they changed that teaching to whole language. They attempted to change the way children were taught to read. And they stuck with that, even in the face of the statistics saying it was a failure. They finally have decided to go back to phonics. That's what happened. It wasn't that they started teaching kids about homosexuality and all these other things and critical race theory. None of that stuff is true. And so nobody who spent any time in school will agree with that. But it's always the people who weren't there who've somehow been misled to believe that those things were happening. They weren't.
Instead of just, you know, teach the subjects, leave your politics out of it.
Well, you know, let me ask you something. When you say, so if somebody teaches the history of what happened in this country with slavery, that's not politics, sir. That's a fact.
That's okay, the facts, but you know, don't just make it like Whitey is the bad guy.
Let me say this to you, sir. Were... That's the issue. Nobody was ever teaching Whitey is the bad guy. Because let me say this to you. The majority of the teachers are white. So why would the majority of white teachers teach that Whitey's are the bad guy? I mean, if we just thought just a little bit, we wouldn't be having these conversations because common sense would come into the picture.
Yes, they just got to get the politics out of the media.
I know, but
which,
you just heard
predominantly white, but
I know, but you just heard what I said. If we thought just a little bit, the majority of the teachers are white because the majority of the people are white. So why would white teachers teach, and they're white, that Whitey is bad? It doesn't make any sense, sir.
Because if they do, they might be ostracized by the administration, like, you bad, you a racist, if you said something that wasn't with the
No, the sir. You sound like a decent guy, man. You really do. But maybe what some of you should do who think that this is what's going on, do what I did. Volunteer some time in the schools, and you can see for yourself. You know, that's what you should do. They'll accept you because they need the help.
But hopefully the schools will help even the teachers that, want to be able to have a little more authority in the classroom. Like if there's misbehaving, you know, they're restricted from don't suspend students because that looks bad on our record. It's like, get back to the basics. If you're bad, you know, do something with it. Don't allow, bad stuff to go on and just poo-poo it.
So I know, again, sir, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Thank you for listening. But, I mean, this is the kind of stuff, Calvin, that I'm talking about. And with all due respect, he seems like a really nice man. But he doesn't know what he's talking about, man. He doesn't know. But because he's heard this, he just agrees with it. This is what's wrong in our society. Right? I mean, I'm going to talk about something as we get ready to move forward. Let me bring Tom in quickly. Tom, quickly.
Earl, I just want to say about the writer's strike. These people and our media is to blame once again. The media does not cover the fact that these people have been walking around Warner Brothers. They have been protesting every day in 110-degree temperature, that they have actually been heat stroke and people have fallen over because of the fact that they're fighting for their rights. I'm standing in solidarity with every one of those people because they don't want something like artificial intelligence coming in and writing the scripts and this and that. I mean, that's what this thing is really about.
So Tom, listen to this. Execs make hundreds of millions of dollars, yet 87% of SAG actors don't make $26,470 a year to qualify for health insurance. Now, the wealthy folk are saying, hey, we're losing money. We can't afford to pay you anymore. But yet the Screen Actors Guild and others realize, hey, there's so much money in Hollywood, and the people that are making the money are the CEOs, and yet they don't want to share. But the point of me bringing it up, Tom, is now if that was the garbage collectors, like in Memphis, we would be concerned. If it was the educators, we would be concerned. If it was other disciplines, as a society, we would be concerned. But the fact that we aren't concerned about it because these people are kind of like out of sight, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like I said, the media is not even covering it here. It's absolutely ridiculous. Besides Spectrum News, you don't even know a strike was going on. I mean, it is absolutely appalling the way that they
Let's look at it this way. Here's a prime example. Back in my day, when people struck, what would happen is people wouldn't cross the picket lines. And in order to bring maximum pressure on corporations, that's what would happen. Well, the only way that you can, you know, help the people right now, you know, who are struggling there and need support is not go to the movies, right?
Right.
I mean, that's the only way we can bring maximum pressure on Universal and Comcast and all these other Hulu and I mean all these other places. You know, we have to organize because otherwise those people are gonna, you know, the wealthy can hold out, Tom.
Exactly.
The wealthy can hold out.
That's exactly what they do. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, so the box office hits, Barbie, Oppenheimer, Mission Impossible, you know, they're raking in record profits. And you talked about the artificial intelligence. People who aren't aware of what that is, the impact that that's having, man, you can say, I want to write a poem, right? Say I want to write a poem. I'm not, you know, skilled like Calvin and that. And so I can go to artificial intelligence and put a few words in, and it will take it over and write the greatest poem you have ever heard. People aren't needed, Tom, to do that anymore. That's their fear. And they're right in that. So, I don't know if we lost Tom. But
I'm here.
But Earl. Tom, that's what their fear is. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I ask for one request too before from one of the bumper music? So
yeah.
People probably have never heard the song. Play Dolly Parton and Miley Cyrus, Rainbow Land, so they can actually understand what the song is. It's nothing different than We Are the World.
No, man. We'll do that, man. We'll do that. Thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break.
That I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin? Great state of Wisconsin State Fair.
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 3rd through the 13th.
Whether it's a picnic in the park or a cool, easy dinner when it's too hot to cook, sandwiches in summer go together like peanut butter and jelly. And there's no better bread to build your sandwich on than Country Hearth's Dakota Style 12 Grain. Baked the old-fashioned way with whole grains and real honey, Dakota Style 12 Grain bread has the flavor your family will love. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 83. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 60 tonight. Mainly clear skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 83. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found.
Always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Generation Z doesn't love the U.S. like boomers do. Generation Z doesn't love the U.S. like boomers do. That doesn't bode well for the future. Generation Z's are born from 1997 to 2012. And listen to this. It's a common refrain. You defend what you love, yet you cannot love what you don't know. That disconnect is leading to alarming trends in American culture. A recent Gallup poll found that patriotism among young adults ages is now at record low after declining for the past 10 years. Age, along with political party, are the biggest determining factors in how Americans feel about the country. Excuse me. Republicans at 60% are twice as likely as Democrats, 29%, to say they have a robust pride in the United States. Discrepancies in national pride are even more pronounced among different age groups, according to Gallup. Whereas 50% of U.S. adults aged 55 and older say they are extremely proud to be Americans, 40% of those aged 35 to 54 and 18% 18 to 34 years old say the same. Generation Z, though, sees it from a different perspective. They're more liberal than other generations. Even at similar ages, that seems to play into young people's pride or lack of it in America. This is part of a broader national trend. A decade ago, 85% of adults said they were extremely or very proud to be an American. Today, that's dropped by nearly 20 percentage points to 67%. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 2789. Your thoughts. Why do you think we've seen this drop in patriotism in this nation? I know. I'm wondering if you know. 844-967-2789. And even yourself. You know, when we constantly heard the drumbeats of patriotism, and when, you know, was always when we were in major wars. And it really ramped up after 9/11. And the patriotism, really, all of us as Americans, I remember it so well, like yesterday. That was a time when it didn't matter whether you were Democrat or Republican. It didn't matter whether you were black or white. None of those things mattered when 9/11 happened. This nation pulled together. Well, it's been a while now since 9/11. Been a while. And so we're not in any major war anymore. We're involved in some skirmishes. Yes, we are. 844-967-2789 is the number. We're involved in some skirmishes, yes. But not like what we were in. And so there are people who are struggling in this nation. It, you know, like they have the men for decades. And we're expecting to see something different. Hey, Mary, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Good. You say what?
Good morning. Just real briefly, my gut feeling when I hear you talk about Generation X rejecting patriotism, what they're rejecting is the skewed values of power and money of our generations,
yes,
of the older generations. You know, very simple.
Yes.
And I follow them. I I like what I hear.
Well, yes. They really, and yet people will say they're unpatriotic. They are struggling economically, Mary, in a nation that has not been right to them. And so patriotism isn't just about the military. It's about a nation that has not been fair to that generation nor the generation before, as your and my generation still suck up all the resources and then expect them to somehow be as patriotic as we are.
Yeah, corporate America has not yet gotten a hold of Generation X, and hopefully it doesn't.
Well, you know.
Thank you.
Well, you know, Generation X, Generation Z is even more willing to say, hey, something's wrong with this picture, right? These are people who are saying, hey, you got me, you know, strangled by college debt. And I got a story I'm going to talk about, you know, strangled by college debt. And all we try to do is what people asked us to do. And we can't get up and under this weight. And you want me to be patriotic, you know, while you're making money off of me. And don't care whether or not I'm going to be able to live a decent life or not. Hey, Mary, thank you very much for the call, as always. I really appreciate it. I mean, there's a reason why. And these are things that we have to figure out, right? We shouldn't be pointing our finger at Generation Z. Well, they ought to be proud. They got a chance to go to college, and they got a chance to do this, and they got a chance to do that. No, man. They're smarter than we were. They are. And they're not going to buy it hook, line, and sinker. You got to show it to them. You got to show it to them in righteousness, not in the way we're handling it. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
She
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson.